Right, I need to hit you up with a funny story.
Wow, you've come straight in, straight in. Not even a beat, straight in.
Not even a beat. Right.
Okay.
So, had to take Sherlock to the vets this morning. He's got a runny bum.
Great. Love he's pets got the with old, runny bums.
He's got a touch of the old...
He's got the old...
Tom Tits.
Yeah.
Tom Tits,
backdoor
yeah.
trots.
So, he's got to have this special food. And when I got in, I... needed to clear up, like pick up all of the dry food and stuff.
Yes.
As I picked up the bowl of dry food, I dropped it.
Oh no.
And all this dry food went over the floor, yeah?
Yeah.
So I get the dustpan.
Yeah.
And I like sort of put my legs sort of hip width apart to bend right. down to sweep it up, yeah?
Mm.
So picture me in the kitchen, legs width, like shoulder width apart.
Yeah.
Bending. My left leg slips on the slippy kitchen floor and I basically, in slow motion, transcend into the splits. So my leg, my left leg went and then my right leg went and I am basically now saying, oh God, oh no, oh God, oh God. Try to grab onto the kitchen side, completely listen. My legs keep sliding.
Shit.
I basically pretty much got into the splits.
Oh man,
while going, oh, oh my shit. God, oh my God, oh shit, my leg, oh my leg. I managed to spin, so I put my right knee on the floor, I've like span, and I'm now on all fours in the kitchen, cat food everywhere going,
oh, no.
Oh my God, my groin. Oh my God.
You've done your groin in, haven't you? You've
stretched. I have seriously stretched my groin out.
Shit.
I have all down my hamstring. It's like, this is all whilst I'm trying to stop, because I hadn't shut him out of the kitchen. I thought I had. And he's trying to eat the food.
He's like, great. She's injured. She's down.
She's
in pain. This is my opportunity
to
get the food before she takes it away.
She's nearly done the splits. Honestly, it was slow motion. And I was thinking, how's this going to end?
I'm so annoyed that there is no sort of, you know, video footage of this. Because this
because
would have
I'm
been
telling
brilliant.
You, a girl of my size, I was quite impressed with my flexibility, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because I pretty much went into the splits.
I mean... That alone, I would pay money to see. That sort of thing is like the joy that you get from the Ring doorbells.
My God, Ring doorbells. Videos from Ring doorbells are amazing. I could watch like YouTube videos of them for hours and
honestly,
hours of people tripping, falling over,
they
dropping
are,
stuff.
They are just the best invention of
the
recent
times. The
best
invention.
Yeah. You know, the footage you get of people falling over.
I know.
I mean, that there's that one that we both find hilarious that actually you shared last week on your Instagram
yeah.
where that woman is like talking to birds and then farts
yeah.
and then literally falls into the garage.
She just farts and loses all control. She like slopes off. She can't get her footing right just because she's farted. It's so weird.
It's brilliant.
The other thing that we've got to chat about is the video that I also shared, which I knew you'd love.
Yeah.
There's a video of Miriam Margolyes doing the rounds where she's basically saying, Harry Potter fans need to let it go now.
Harry Potter fans need to grow the fuck up. Basically, is what Miriam's saying.
She says, it was 25 years ago. It was four children. They need to get over it. The Harry Potter fans need to move on.
Yeah.
And she says, I'm very indebted to Harry Potter. I loved doing it. But, you know, I get requests for cameos and people are saying they're having a Harry Potter themed wedding.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when we went to Harry Potter World, is that
yeah.
what it is, Harry Potter World?
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I've said before, I'm not a big Harry Potter fan. I know lots of people are, and lots of people
of
that are of a certain age that probably shouldn't be as into it as they are.
If you believe Miriam Margolyes.
Exactly. But the thing that I actually couldn't believe were how many grown adults were there dressed up
yeah.
as Harry or Hermione or
yeah.
who's the other guy?
Ron.
Ron. Or Voldemort.
Or the twins.
Or, you know, any of those. I was literally like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah.
There are people in their 30s and 40s dressed up. That's, yeah. You know, that is just, I find it all a bit weird, to be honest. I'm totally with Miriam.
She's just so matter of fact about it.
She is, and she's spot on, Miriam.
Oh, it's actually called the Harry Potter Studio Tour.
That's the one. The Harry Potter Studio Tour. I mean, amazing. Like, actually seeing how they...
Incroyable.
Absolutely brilliant. And, I totally... Even for someone who's not a big Harry Potter fan, I was very much like, wow, this is actually amazing.
Yeah.
But the kind of, you know, the sort of clientele were a little bit odd at times. You know,
it is a great day out, though. It really is a great day out.
It's a bloody... even if you're not a big fan, you know, I think it's brilliant.
I think we did talk about this the last time you went, but I absolutely shat myself when the Death Eaters came out. Oh, my God.
What are the Death Eaters?
You know, the ones that come out in the massive masks with the hoods up. They've got the cloaks on. And sometimes throughout the day, they just appear.
Oh, I don't remember them. I think I might have zoned out by that point.
When we went, we were in the bit where the Hogwarts Express is.
Right.
And we were wandering around and they just appeared.
Oh.
And one of them, and I obviously hate things that are dressed up. Hated Father Christmas as a kid. Hated clowns. Hate anything like that. It still freaks me out.
Yeah, but do you mind people dressing up as Harry Potter? Does that bother
you? Oh, that's fine.
Right,
that's
okay.
Fine.
So it's just weird things that you don't like people dressing up.
But this, one of these Death Eaters came right up into my face and I thought I was going to cry. I remember thinking, I hate this. I hate that you're dressed up. I know you're just a human being under there, but this is really freaking me out. I hate it.
Do you know what I think? And this kind of, you know, brings us sort of into a slight other tangent that we had sort of discussed in our preparation that we might go in.
Yeah.
But I'm beginning to come to a bit of a conclusion about how and when you cry.
Me?
Yes. Right.
Right.
I think you cry at things that I wouldn't expect you to cry at, and yet you don't cry at things... No, hang on, have I got that the right way around?
That you think I would cry at?
Yes. Yeah. As in, one day.
Right, so let's not give too much away about One Day. You know, top of the show, we're going to say, if you haven't watched One Day, maybe skip on a little bit. If you want to watch it, we won't say what happens.
No.
Do you know what it was with One Day, though? So it's brilliant. Leo Woodall and I can't remember the girl's name. That's really bad.
She's brilliant, isn't she?
Oh my God, such a brilliant actress. Now, I'd never read the book, never seen the film, didn't know anything about it. But because of all the hype, I had figured that something really sad must happen. Now, I think if I'd have watched it without seeing any of that hype, without having seen people be like, I've just finished it and my heart's broken. Like, I figured out pretty early on that something was going to happen.
Yeah, but I have read the book and I knew how it was going to end and what was going to happen. And I still got upset.
Oh, no, I didn't. I didn't cry one single tear.
Yeah, see, and that's what I mean. You nearly cried at a Death Eater. But you don't cry at something like that, which is just like, I don't know, I don't know how your brain works sometimes.
Well, I think millennials cry in anxiety-inducing situations.
Right.
But we're quite desensitised to the other stuff.
Right.
So that's why I think, like, the Death Eater stuff, I'm like, oh my God, I'm, like, terrified of
but
you.
But you know
I'm
it's not cry. Real. You know it's like... It's just a person dressed up.
And if you've got kids in the car or wherever you're listening to this, if there's kids around, quickly get them out of the room now because I'm going to say something that could ruin their lives forever. Quick, go, go, go. You've got like 2 seconds. I knew Father Christmas wasn't real and he still terrifies me now. I still hate it.
Yeah, but that's weird.
I hate it.
That, you know, that is weird, Pats. You're a 40, nearly 42. Are you nearly 42?
Yeah.
Mate, you're a nearly 42-year-old woman who finds
I just don't like Christmas.
Yeah. And clowns and...
Oh, I don't mind clowns now.
But you did. You hated clowns
as a child. Yeah, and there's loads of kids that hate clowns.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you still have an issue with Father Christmas and Death
Eaters. I just don't like Father Christmas.
Now, I saw a couple of, you know, our lovely VBPs.
Oh, yeah, VBPs, yeah.
And this one, which I thought was very good, says, I just said to my wife, Waitrose definitely has the most responsive of the self-checkout barcode scanners.
Oh.
And in a crowded field, I think it's the most boring thing I've said yet. But they got me thinking about the whole... I think there are certain supermarkets that have a better standard of barcode scanning.
Well, I'll tell you who is very good, Lidl.
Is it?
Yeah, very, very good.
Right.
Very swift. Very, very, like, on it.
Really? Because I don't agree with VBP here. I think Waitrose ones are quite shit, actually.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, as are M&S. Shit.
Yeah, the M&S ones are shit, actually. It's because of where the scanner is exactly. positioned on the M&S ones. Yes. It's like an angle.
And you have to scan things up.
Yeah, it's skipping that than is across. Shit. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
that's just shit. Like you're just throwing everyone off your general shopping regime.
You're throwing us off kilter there, M&S.
Okay, yeah. I've got just one other here from the VBP.
Okay.
I love how with "you mustn't let me keep you," the British invented an extremely polite way of telling someone to go away. Which is so true. I mustn't let you keep you. Actually, do you know what? I've had enough of this conversation. Yeah. You're really pissing me off now.
You've bumped into somebody in Tesco. I'll not keep you. I'll not keep you. I'll let you get on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It happened to me yesterday, actually.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You know, when you
just bump into somebody you didn't want to see.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, not someone I didn't necessarily want to see, but someone that you see and you go, oh, shit, I could do without this right now. And I was stood in a little coffee shop waiting for my smoothie, and in walks this person, and you know, you just think, oh, shit. And do you know what? I have these moments in my head where I go, if I hadn't come in for the smoothie, this wouldn't have happened. So why did you come in for the smoothie, Ange? I know you're sort of thinking, actually, get a bit of a five a day, but actually it's cost me, you know, fucking £5 for a bit of fruit and apple juice.
Shit, did you have to say, I'll not keep you?
I did. Well, she actually said, do you want to stay for a coffee? I said, no, I'm going to have to go. I've got to get home. That's why I've got to take away. You know, I've got to take away smoothie. I've got to go. But you know, just like those awkward times when you, I mean, I've actually done it. And I think most people do when you know, if you're in a supermarket and you catch someone, you know, and then I spend the whole time
avoiding them. Avoid. It's like there's a big alarm, isn't there? Oh, no. They're down aisle three. Shit. I'm going to have to go on and come back.
So many times.
Yeah, avoid.
And it's not because I don't like the person. It's just
it is a little bit.
I mean, a little bit. Sometimes it is that.
Yeah.
But majority of the time, it's just like, I just can't be arsed with, like, the chit-chat. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, I just want to get what I need. I want to go home, Sandra.
Small talk as well is shit, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, what have you been up to? Not a lot, really, you. Yeah, not a lot.
I mean, I was in there before Christmas, and I bumped into this woman.
Yeah.
Again, you know, just one of those people like, oh, God, I bumped into her again. And I ended up, right? So I'm down the beer aisle, because I was looking for beers and ales.
Yeah.
And bumped into her, chit-chatting away. She asked me what I'm getting some beers, but I don't know which ones to get. So she starts telling me about all these beers and ales.
Oh, no.
And then along come like two or three other people I didn't know, also telling me about beers and ales.
No, fuck off. Fuck off.
I think I spent about half an hour down that aisle speaking to people I didn't even know.
So annoying. And it's near Christmas as well. Yes. So you're like, oh my God.
I've got a shit ton of shopping. I just want to get this and get home. And now I'm bumming to you. And now I'm speaking to four other people I don't know who are telling me all about IPAs.
Before you know it, you're having a Teams call later on that week to see if Ian enjoyed his beers over the festive season. You've been so unable to say no. The British person in you has been so unable to say no that you're going out with them for a meal now. That's the other thing, isn't it? You get roped into shit. Yeah. Why? Like, you know, that whole thing of like, yeah, that'd be lovely. Yeah. Oh, you're actually going to put a date in. Yeah. Okay. Yep. Okay. Yeah. I'll check my calendar too. Yeah. And the first couple, you're like, oh, I can't do that. And they carry on. It's like when you bump into somebody and then they do follow up with a message.
Oh,
and you're
like,
oh, God. Oh, my God, no. You're like, oh, shit. do you want to come and stay? Yeah, that'd be great, yeah. And the first couple of times, oh, I can't do that date. And then they come back again and they're like, what about the 13th of May? You're like, oh, shit, I can't. We're only in February. I can't have plans right up until, you know, the summer of this year.
I know, some people do really go for it, don't they?
the best for us, though, is because Matthew always says, I'm the one that makes friends, yeah?
Yeah.
And he just gets dragged along.
Which is actually probably fair.
Oh, for sure. Matthew's like, I've got all the friends I need.
Yeah.
I don't need it. Whereas
Ian's like that as well. Yeah. Ian's the same.
I am a social butterfly.
Yes.
And if I meet somebody and I really connect with them, I do want to follow that up.
Yeah, I mean, you sometimes can go a little bit too far.
Oh my God, I love meeting new people.
Yeah, I know, but sometimes you can be that person, I think, to other people where they go, oh shit, she's
fuck
actually
off. That's not true. That is not true. I know that's not true.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that for a fact. Fuck you. But we'll like go out for a meal with someone and we'll leave and I'll be like, what did you think? Please don't put anything in with them again. I can't. And I'll say, okay, I won't. He's like, it's all right for you. You get on well with her. He was a prick.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay.
That is
and
the
then
thing, isn't it?
They do a follow up and they're like, do you want to come and do this and do that? And I think, oh,
I can't
put Marty through that again. No. He'll turn back on drugs. Before you know it, he'll be self-medicating. And that's a joke, guys. Matthew is still very much clean, okay?
But it is true, because you sometimes just think, actually, I don't want to see you again.
No.
I don't actually want to have anything to do with you. I don't want to go out and have a meal with you again. Because
there's
actually,
a reason
shit.
Why we've lost touch. And
yes.
There's a reason why I haven't kept in contact with you. Like, there is a valid reason for that, and it's because you're boring.
Do you know what as well? Sometimes when people say, like if I haven't seen someone for a while and then you bump into them, they go, oh, you got the same number. Sometimes I want to say no.
No, yeah.
And they'll go, oh, what's your new number? And I just think, well, actually, I could just give them a similar number to mine and just change a couple of the digits. They'll try and message me. Oh, dear.
Have you ever had anyone wrong number you?
I don't think so.
I did.
Did you?
Years ago, met a bloke.
A fella.
In the club. Yeah.
In the club.
Met a bloke in a club. We got on really well.
You
we
bumping
like
and grinding.
And
bumping and grinding.
No, but we like snogged and stuff.
Snogged and stuff, yeah. Snogged
and he
stuff.
Was obviously either like he was in a relationship or he just wasn't that into it. And we swapped numbers.
No.
And it was, yeah, it was he'd fake numbered me.
Yeah. I would actually do that to people, I think.
Mm.
I think, you know, but then sometimes I'm not quick enough to think because people go, you got the same number. Yeah. Shit. No. Shit. That was my opportunity to go, no, I've changed my number. Change a couple of digits.
I've changed my number. And actually what you should know is I've just come out of hospital and they've said I'm not to give my number to anyone. So that's the other thing, isn't it? You either can't say no or you go to the real extreme.
Yes, that's
it's like,
the thing.
No, the thing is I've actually got a restraining order out. And if I give my number out, the police regularly ask me every week who I've given my number to, and I've already given, oh God, I'm getting hot. I've already given it out three times this week. I can't take it. You walk off thinking, holy
what
shit.
Yes.
Just say no.
I know. And
just
that
say,
is sometimes how I, my brain yeah. goes to these weird places. And I'm
it's like, oh, what can I say?
Yes.
So it feels like I'm gently letting you down. When actually what I want to say is, fuck off. You're boring. My husband doesn't like your husband. We've tried this friendship thing and it is not
it's just not
going
happening.
To work.
Yeah.
It's also like when you take something back to a shop, yeah. I noticed this a couple of weeks ago. The woman in front of me was returning something in this shop in Marlow and she had to give the whole backstory.
Why she's returning it.
Because yeah. it's like, I don't want to let you down. I really like the products in your shop. But actually, so I got this for Christmas and I put it on and I wasn't really sure about the colour and then I showed my husband and he said, oh, I'm not sure it's really you, and I kept it for a bit. And I've kept trying on and I actually really like the clothes here, but I'm really sorry, I want to bring it. It's so weird.
Emily and Two with Patty and Ange. What are they heavily into? Emily and Two this week.
Bosh. So I have become heavily into drinking my squash out of a gin glass.
What? What the hell's that about?
You know, like the big gin.
I know what you mean. The big bucket glasses.
Like the fishbowl glasses you can get. I am obsessed.
What?
I don't know why. But I think what had happened was we didn't have any clean glasses and the dishwasher was on one morning and I was like, oh, I haven't really got any. I said, oh, I thought, oh, I know, I'll put a load of ice in and I'll put it in a big gin bowl glass. And now I can't stop.
You can't stop.
Well, I am so into it.
You are not alone because Martin Tricky also does that.
Makes you posh! Yes, Martin! It makes me feel like I'm having, I don't know.
A civilised drink.
Yeah, it's a bit posher. You know, squash is quite a kid's drink, but it makes it feel more grown up. It's a nicer glass. Wow. It's got a thinner rim.
There's a thinner rim,
I'd say. And we are into a thin rim.
We are, actually. I do like a thin rim.
Into a thin rim. Mm. And I have now just become a load of ice squash in a big fishbowl glass. And I sit there. And I just am like, this is so civilized. This is not Tesco quadruple strength summer fruits. This is some kind of luxurious non-alcoholic cocktail.
Yeah.
Which is made with summer fruits and is one of my five a day.
Do you feel like it's sort of like a bit sort of whiskey-esque?
I just feel like it elevates the drink.
Wow. Okay. You're elevating.
Yeah. It's got real elevation tactics.
I have never done that.
But you don't really like a squash.
No, I'm not a fan of a squash.
Whereas
no.
I love the stuff.
Oh, you are big into squash.
I am big in the squash game. And since I've reduced my Diet Coke.
Oh, yes.
I've got more into squash. Oh, yeah. I have got way more into squash. And I only have one can of Diet Coke a day now.
Wow. That is good, Pats. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. I just have one with my dinner. The rest of the time, I'm totally squash.
You're on
squash.
You're elevating your squash.
I'm elevating it in a gin glass. But I'm pleased that Martin, it makes it a posh squash. I do feel like it makes it a posh squash.
What are you drinking tonight, Patty? I'm having a posh squash.
A posh squash. Yeah.
Wow.
Like when people come round, I sort of now want to say, do you want a squash or a posh squash?
Do you want a posh squash?
A posh squash is basically out of a gin glass. I also used to love drinking Diet Coke out of a champagne flute.
Oh, what's your name? Stacey Sullivan?
Yeah.
No, that is just wrong.
No, I love
also,
Diet Coke out of a champagne.
It's like
champagne
you've got like, you know, two gulps and you're done. Mm. I mean, that's not
and
good
I'm
for
a,
you, Pats. You're a,
I'm a guzzler.
You're a guzzler. Yeah. You need your big gin buckets.
Anyway, Ange, I believe you've got a shitting tits for us.
I do. And this one has been on my sort of list of notes for a while.
Oh, right.
I do
okay.
have a little sort of, you know, a little sort of list that I keep every now and then, something pops into my head or something, and I pop it on there and I keep it there. And this one has been on there for a while.
Okay.
And it could be a bit of a random, could be a bit of a weird one.
Right.
The thing that's been getting on my shitting tears for quite some time are swans.
Oh.
Right?
Right.
Because they are so aggressive, right? I quite often do a nice little walk around my lake. There's a lake near me, which I love going around, right? And literally, you go, I mean, you can still be like 10 foot away from a swan. And they
wings
start.
Out. Wings out.
Wings out. Neck up. Big long neck. Like, you know, they've become
flapping.
Giraffes. And the hissing starts at you. And you're just like, for fuck's sake, I'm 10 foot away from you, mate.
They've got a lot of trauma.
No, do you know what
they've got swans have got a lot of trauma.
But they haven't, have they?
Well.
You know, everyone makes out they're these really elegant birds.
Have you ever read The Ugly Duckling?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is trauma for you there. That book is laced with swan trauma. If you start, I mean, there's a song, isn't there? There once was an ugly duckling.
Yeah.
You know, that is, I think what you're doing here, Ange, is you are not allowing the swans to be triggered.
Right, no. But I'm not having swans. Experience. I'm having swans being triggered by me walking around a lake 10 foot away from them.
But so let's put it into context. You were once the person that sung The Ugly Duckling. I think swans know that humans recite a song about being an ugly duckling.
No, I don't think they do. I just think,
and I think they carry
pricks.
With them. I think they carry with them that trigger.
No, they are just big pricks. And there are some times when they start getting aggy with me that I think, do you know what? I'm actually going to get in the water.
You're a dick. Because a swan would beat your ass. I mean, it would absolutely... You would go, oh my God, I would actually love to see you try and take on a swan. Like, it would go mental at you. And
I know, but do you know what I mean?
What does Luna do when they go mental?
Well, that's the thing. You know, she just goes over. She's like, oh, there's a lovely white bird, duck, whatever they are. Are they ducks? Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I suppose they would be part of the duck family, yeah.
They're not birds, are they?
No, they've got fins and amphibians, haven't they? Amphibians? No, what's that? Hang on, I've just made a complete prick of myself.
They've got
there.
Fins
what's...
and amphibians. Amphibians
what's an amphibian?
Are fish. They've got scales. Amphibians have got scales.
They've got, oh my God, I can't believe I just said they've got fins.
Tricky is typing.
Amphibians.
That's when you know we've really fucked up because
absolute rubbish.
Tricky is typing.
You are talking absolute rubbish. Oh no, this is him saying this is a terrible episode.
No, because I actually think our listeners will totally get down with this. But no, I just like, when Luna, you know, she's like, oh, great, there's a lovely duck, right? He looks lovely, he's big and white and he's very, you know, graceful. She sort of comes near to the edge, bang, they're like literally going to like eat her.
Shit.
And then I'm like, right, you're pissing me off now, because not only are you pissing me off, but you're actually trying to attack my dog.
Mm.
And I've had enough of it, swans. They're just so... in your face. Mm. So like they own the water.
Well,
and it's like, actually, you don't own the water. There are lots of other ducks and lots of other animals and lots of other people that like to be here. And you cannot hiss me away.
Wow, this is really annoying.
Honestly, it really does. Sometimes I do want to just... I sort of think, oh, if I could, I'd just punch them in the throat or something.
Oh, no, Ange, we're not getting into animal cruelty, no.
Well,
no.
I wouldn't hurt them, like, really bad. No. But no, I would like to just punching shut them.
We're not punching swans in the throat, no. No, I'll not have that. That is not on.
That is how they make me feel. And
well,
they really
that's...
do get on my tits a lot around that
right,
lake.
Well, that is sad that you'd want to punch...
Not. I think a lot of people will be with me on this. Also, geese, they're the same. They're violent little bastards.
They're VLBs.
They are.
They are VLBs.
Yeah. I don't know if it's because they just think they've got to be...
They've just got big dick energy.
Yes. Massive dick energy.
They have got very big dick energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've just had enough of it. Like, no, pipe down. You're just a duck.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, guys, I think we should probably let Ange go and enjoy her swan pie that she's got from...
I might actually go and have a posh squash.
Posh
squash. Just to chill me out.
Chill the funk out with a posh squash and a big gin glass. Thank you so much, as always, for listening. Here we are at the end of another episode.
That has flown, hasn't it?
Martin told us we've been chatting absolute rubbish. So that's great for the edit for him. Remember, there's loads of ways you can get in touch with us. You can find us both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth_Corden. Ange is at Ange Corden.
You can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok and YouTube. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. But thank you always for listening, and we'll be back next week helping you to find more of the funny. Do-do-wah.